Thank you. Oh, Lord, we come this morning from a heart of praise and thanksgiving. We come, Father, thanking you for this beautiful Sunday that you allow us to witness. And, oh, God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Because truly you have brought us to another week. We bless you, oh, Lord, because of the grace and mercy that touched us this morning. In spite of what we look like and feel like, Father, you are faithful. You brought us through and you brought us to this house of worship one more time. And we just want to thank you, oh God. We thank you because you've been faithful throughout this. You brought us, oh God. You kept us, oh God. And you continue to give us strength that we can hold on to your unchanging hand. And so we just want to say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, this morning. And all that is within me, bless this holy and righteous name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. It is your mercy, Lord Jesus, that endures forever. And we thank you this morning, Father. And Father God, we pray through the power of your Holy Spirit. Oh, God, and as you move from heart to heart and breath to breath. Oh, God, as you see the thing this morning that's not pleasing, we pray, Father, that you would wash us and sanctify us in your blood and in your word. And, oh, God, we pray, sweet Holy Spirit, that you will come and just sup with us for a little while. And as you move from heart to heart and breath to breath, we pray, oh, God, that you will continue to get the glory, the honor, and the praise. We pray, oh, God, that you will continue to look on this service, Father. Bless your name, Shepherd, oh, God, as you bring your word of life. Oh, God, I pray in Jesus' name that you will come on past the case, God, this morning. Continue to be his help and his strength, oh God. Continue to give him divine inspiration, oh God. That as he preached the word of truth this morning, oh God, that someone will know about a shadow of God, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by you. And oh God, as he preached the word, Father, that deliverance will come forth, oh God, that someone will have a peace of mind. Oh, God, that someone will be healed through your word this morning. And, Father God, I pray that your church will be strengthened. Yeah. And, Father God, I pray that you go on First Lady this morning. Continue to bless her going out and her coming in. Look on the first family in a special manner. And then, Father God, I pray for the heart of God that is searching this entirety. Yeah. From the least to the greatest, oh, God. We pray for all those that are sick and afflicted this morning. Those that are in hospitals and homes, and those that are convalescing at home, and those that are in nursing homes this morning. We pray, oh God, that you would touch them. And Father God, whatever mode, oh God, that they are listening to you this morning, Father, I pray your blessings upon your people, Father. Father God, that they will be strengthened. Oh God, that they will be closer to you today. And Father God, not only we pray for this church, but we pray for every church, oh God. Every church that is teaching and preaching righteousness in your name and for your name's sake. We pray for all your pastors and your ministers. And we pray for servant leaders everywhere. And Father God, we pray for those that don't know you today, Jesus. Oh God, that you would touch their heart. And Father God, after we have done all that you want us to do, I pray in Jesus' name that we will be the light that shines in darkness. Keep us humble in me, that you will continue to use us as your servant, and your name will be praised. We love you today for everything that you've done for us. We love you because you first loved us when we were lost in sin and iniquity. Thank you for your darling son, Jesus. Thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. And thank you for your word of truth. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Yeah. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. And amen. 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 Amen.
Talking to the Lord, amen. Knowing that God is a God in answering prayer. Sometimes, amen, feel like, amen, things are a little longer. morning too. Amen. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Amen.
Yes.
But when you realize that God is a prayer answering God,
yes,
and God said, come on, that thing is going to come to pass.
Yes,
I'm going to say that again. If God said, amen, yes, it's going to come to pass.
Thank
amen.
You,
so thank you, just rest assured. If you wait on the Lord, it'll be a good marriage.
Yes.
Amen. Wait on the Lord. Wait, God, stay on the Lord.
Yes.
It will come to pass. Is that all right? We want to sing a song today. One of these songs, amen. There's so much going on in the world today. Number 325 in your hymnal. And the title, We'll Understand It Better By and By. Sometimes you don't understand it. Sometimes it's so crazy. You know, it's like, why is this happening? Why is so much evil in the world? Why is there so much destruction? Why is so many families broken up? Heard about a family in Southern Maryland the other day, amen, where someone came in and killed all the family, killed and said, tragic, man. There's no way that they could have talked it out. These five people just gone. So I don't understand, amen. And so you have to go to God, and God has to give you the understanding. Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. So we have to get to a point where we can sing this song. We are often tossed and driven on the restless seas of time. Somber skies and howling tempests often succeed a bright sunshine in that land of perfect day. When the mist has rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. And then the refrain says, by and by, Lord, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered at home, we will tell the story of how we overcome, and we will understand it better by and by. We are often tossed and driven by the restless seas of time. Somber skies and clouds just as often see the bright sunshine in that land of perfect day. When the mist has rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, Lord, when the morning comes, all the saints
understand it better by
feel he made a difference. Didn't have a whole lot, but they had Jesus, their Savior. Amen? That's what kept them going. That's what kept them, amen, continuing to press and continue to glorify God and love on each other.
Thank you.
We talked about love last Sunday, amen. That's the only way we're going to make it, amen, is to learn to love God and love on each other, amen. It just doesn't make sense, amen, for someone to be so out of tune with love to kill all these people in themselves, amen. It just doesn't have to be that way, amen. But if you don't know the God of love, you don't know how to love, amen, as we talked about last Sunday, amen. And so we as a church have to demonstrate love in our everyday walk, amen. We have to be the ones that show them, amen, what love is, amen. Uh-oh, I'm meddling now, amen, amen. But we have to be the ones to show, amen, what God's love is and what it's all about, amen. All right, we're going to have some testimonies this morning. We're going to go first to our phone line, amen. We're going to start with our first caller, 0025. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone, First Lady. Truly, I thank God this morning. For truly, he is worthy to be praised. Pastor, well, that hymn took me way back. I thought about my grandma.
Yeah.
Down in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
And they used to sing that song on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And I thank God this morning for that, for him. I thank him. We'll understand it better by and by. But truly, God is a good God. Yes, he is. And God is a prayer-answering God. And I just thank God this morning. I thank God for you, Pastor First Lady, my church family, my family. I'm just grateful this morning. I just come with an attitude of gratitude this morning because God has been and is still good to me. And so I bless his name this morning, and I praise his name this morning. Everyone stay safe, and I love you.
Man, thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7611. 7611. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. The Lord gave me another second chance to get on the He gave me light and touch me this morning and say, I give you another second chance to stay above the ground and give you homage and praise your holy name. He said, thank you, Father, for being so good to us and care of us a mighty long way. And we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady. God bless all of you. Thank God for another beautiful Sunday. Thank him for allowing me to be able to be online this morning. God is so good. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. That he made, and be glad in it. I just want to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. You all have a blessed and a blessed week. God bless.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor First Lady, Heart of God Baptist Church. God, all praise and all the glory, for he has been. Thank God that this morning started me on my way. Put his word in my mouth this morning to pray everyone. I thank God for my church. I thank God this morning for my church, for my pastor, for the minister. The Tuesday morning meditation circle, every circle that prays for everyone. Lord, I thank you that you put us together. You adopted us as believers to do your will. And want to do. As long as God gives me breath in my body, I will be with him. I will be with our pastor, our church, until God calls me home to be with them. It's a good feeling to know you're loved by your Heavenly Father and the people that he has camped around you that keeps you spiritually filled each and every day of your life. You can't buy that. It only comes from God and the love that you have for he and his people. I thank God for your teachings. I thank God for your faith, trust, and belief in God that has molded us to be of him and only him. And no matter what goes on in our lives, we know we can take it to him. And his will be done. And that's why I am so happy this morning to just be here, to sit in my home. Couldn't make it to the building. But you are the building.
Amen.
So God has made it possible that I can sit home in the warmth of my home and be touched by the love of his people and my pastor. Lord, I thank you. You're a good God, and you've been mighty, mighty, mighty good to me. And I want the world to know what you mean to me. You're everything to me. You all be blessed. Enjoy your Sunday. And stay safe. Hallelujah to his holy name this morning. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go through folks in sanctuary this morning. Let's bow our heads. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Giving all honor to my Lord and Savior this morning. Thanks, Kayson. God bless you. First Lady Kayson. Each and every member of the Heart of God Baptist Church. And I praise God for his goodness. And Pastor, that song was a very old song, but a favorite of my mother.
Yes.
And I always share October and November are very sentimental months for me. My mom's birthday, and now she's deceased. My brother Vincent died the 1st of November, and my sister Christine died October the 29th, and my father died Thanksgiving Day.
Wow.
But I, like the song said, we look forward
come on,
to the rejoicing with us. And I thank God because one day I'm going to sit at the feet of Jesus and we're going to have a hallelujah good time with the saints of God. God bless you all.
Amen. That's all right. All the saints of God are gathered at home.
Yeah.
You know, go to our First Lady this morning. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, Heart of God. First, give an honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to everyone here at the Heart of God Baptist Church, to all of our extended families, those who are listening and watching. God is just a true God. He blesses you and he keeps on blessing us. And he keeps doing it over and over and over again, which makes it, he is a great God. And I just thank him for all he has done in my life and what he continues to do. Also, I would like to remind everyone, like I talked to my children at school, remind your parents that Tuesday is a very special day.
Yeah.
We all need to get out and vote. Only way change can come is by us voting. So I need everyone that can hear me or listening, whatever you're doing, please remember to get out and vote. People passed away so we could vote. People prayed for us so we could vote. So now we have a time where we need to go out and have our voices heard.
Yeah.
So we need to get out and vote.
Yeah.
Do not complain if you don't get out and vote. Let's get out and vote. Make your voices heard. Anytime when you vote, that's a voice. Your voice is being heard. We need to get out and vote, and we need to change things. The only way things can change is we get out and vote. I pray that everyone have a blessed week. Don't forget Tuesday. and get out and vote. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. God for, amen. First Lady is always on. Amen. Ministry. Amen. And we just want to continue to give God praise. Amen. We got another testimony up front here.
Hallelujah. 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 I'm just grateful for another day. Thankful to be in the number one more time. Thankful, you know, for all the things that God has done in my life, for the things that he's going to do, and for the things that he's doing right now in my life. You know, y'all going to go through things in life. You know, they say, tell us, make us strong, you know, and well, I had death in my family. I lost a cousin. Yeah. Like, it's real hurtful when you don't get to see your family. They plan to see him, then you don't get to see him. So I still thank God anyway because he's still good in all. He's still in control. He makes no mistakes in what he does. I'm just grateful for who he is in my life and the things that he has done in my life.
Amen.
I love you all.
Amen. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'd like to thank God for another day. Bring me here once again. Thank God for keeping me throughout the week. A lot's been going on around the world, but thank you for having me to see you. Church family. And pray that God continues to keep us. He's
in one
of our lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We thank everybody for their testimony. We got a young preacher in the house. Amen. His testimony is going to be in dance this morning. Amen. Minister Jamal, ready to give a testimony and dance. Going to let everybody see the dance or hear the dance. Whichever way you're tuning in, have that next. Amen. You ready, preacher?
Show some love for my pastor. Give some love for pastor. Yay! Yeah. I've had the opportunity to witness a lot of great performers. I've been a part of a lot of theaters. I've been in a lot of theaters. I've witnessed great performers all over the country. And one of the greatest performers I've ever witnessed, it comes from the epic icon, the king of pop, Michael Jackson. I was able to witness how the king of pop was able to stand on stage and perform in such a way that blew the fans' mind. In fact, one episode, one show that he was performing, the crowd was messed up. He had performed so well on stage that when he left the stage, the crowd began to shout. They began to applaud, encore. They began to shout encore because they wanted the king of pop to come back on the stage and do what he had done all over again. It was such an amazing and incredible performance that the people who were in the audience, they began to shout encore, encore. They wanted him to come back and do it all over again. Now y'all, because of what happened a couple of months ago, the king of pop, although we wanted to come back on the stage to perform one more time, because of his death, he will never ever come back on the stage to perform again. In fact, there have been a whole lot of kings that have taken the stage.
Yeah.
They have come and they have gone. We have the king of comedy. Bernie Mac, he's come and gone. We had the king of rock, he's come and gone. We had the king of song, he's come and glory. We think that the King of God, He comes and glory. But the Lord, who are part of the kingdom of God,
Thank you. allows us to know that we can, we are, and we shall be in his presence. Amen. It's something about being in the presence of God. Amen. Amen. We get ready to go to the Lord in prayer one more time. I'm going to ask Sykes that she get ready to lead us in prayer. Amen. Remember all of our teachers, remember all of our students, amen. Remember all the parents and guardians. Just remember, amen, all of our loved ones, dear Paul. Remember the grief family, those who have lost loved ones that passed on the scene, amen. Continue to remember our men and women in uniform all over the world, those war-time, torn countries. Continue to pray for all of the people that are running for office all over the land, amen, whether it be in the House, the Senate, the local jurisdictions. Pray for all the poll workers, all of those that are in charge of making sure we have a fair and safe election. And again, as the First Lady indicated, amen, that we would go and we will participate in our civic duty, amen, in this democracy that we are striving for in these United States of America. Amen, that we would seek God and do things that are pleasing in his sight, and we would pray that, amen, God would have his way, amen. And if it doesn't go, amen, according to the way you think it goes, then you and I will understand it better. By and by, amen. But we have to participate in the process. My dad, I used to always be at the polls this time of year, amen. And my mom would go and work on the polls and make sure that people had the information that they needed. They were always participating in their civic duty, amen. And then, you know, our family have always participated, amen, in the polls and civic duty to ensure a fair and safe election, amen. And like First Lady was saying, amen, black folks, amen. Can I say that like that? Black folks, amen, need to realize, amen, we didn't always have the opportunity to exercise the franchise in the United States of America, amen. We weren't considered, amen, to be fully men or women, amen. Many have stood the course and looked for God's guidance, amen. And now we have the right and the opportunity to vote. So we should not neglect our opportunity to exercise our right to vote. We should make whatever sacrifice it is, amen, that we need to make, amen, to go vote, take somebody with us. Teach the young people how to vote, teach them what it's all about so they too can participate in the process. Amen? Amen. So we'll pray to God and ask God to have his way. Amen. And that ultimately, amen, he will receive the honor and the glory. Amen? And so continue to pray for the process. All right, we're going to go to Reverend Sykes and we're going to ask her to pray. Reverend Sykes.
Let us pray. Unto thee, O Lord, do we lift our voices on this morning. Lord, we come this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts, with praise on our lips. With the fruit of our lips, God, we will praise thee, O God. Lord, we come seeking more of you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And God, we thank you, O God, for your grace and the new mercies of this day. Father, you are worthy to be praised on this morning. We love and we adore you, Father. God, we come this morning counting our many blessings that you have given unto us, Father, which have been many. God, you are good and your mercy, it endures forever. Lord, we need to hear from you. We need a word from you, O God. Oh, God, we need, oh, God, you every day, every moment, and every second of our lives. Because life is full of ups and downs and challenges. And there are times in our lives, Father, when we just don't know what to do or where to turn to. But we know we can always turn to you, Father. Father God, we pray that you would touch the hearts of mankind today, that you would touch their hearts and their minds and their spirits, Father God. Father God, there are hearts this morning that are hurting, God. There are spirits this morning, God, that are wounded this morning, Father. But God, we know that you are a heart fixer, and we know that you are a mind regulator. We know, God, that you are our protection and that you are our light in darkness. Father, you are our strength and weakness. You are our healer. You are our all in all, Father. And we thank you this morning, Father God. Father God, there are some petitions, Father, that we come to the altar with this morning. And Father, we want to leave these petitions at the foot of your altar this morning, God. And so, Father, we come this morning praying, Father God, for those who have physical and mental and financial challenges this morning. Father, we come praying for all families, oh God, near and far, God. We come praying for all bereaved families today, God. Strengthen and encourage their hearts, Father. Father God, we come praying for all teachers and students and our children and our grandchildren on today, Father God. God, we come praying for Trustee Henderson on today, God. Minister Linda Kayson and her family today, Father. All of our senior citizens today, Father. We come praying for all of our churches today, Father God, all of our pastors, all of our servant leaders today, Father God. Come praying for our senior citizens today, Father, that you will continue to be with them, strengthen them, Father God, as only you can, Father. Praying for all of the guardians and all of the caregivers on today, Father God. Oh, God, we come, oh, God, on today, Father God, just lifting up your holy and righteous name, Father God. Because it's been a rough and a challenging week for some people. But God, we know, Father God, that you are able to do anything but fail. We know, Father God, that we're going to continue to still stand strong in you, Father God. Because you are the one that gives us the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance to stand strong in you, Father. And it's because of you, God, that we're able to stand firm and to stand tall, God. And so, Father, we give you glory and we give you honor on this morning. And we thank you on this morning, Father God, for who you are and what you are in our lives. We pray for our pastor this morning, Pastor Anthony B.K. Son Sr. Father, you know, oh God, what he stands in the need of, Father. And so, Father, we ask that you would touch him in every area of his life that he needs to be touched in, Father. We pray for our First Lady on today, asking that you will continue to be her pillar of strength, that you will continue to put a hedge of protection around her, Father, as she goes out each and every morning, Father God, to teach the young ones, Father God. Father, we thank you and we bless your name and we praise your name on this morning, Father God, because you are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords, Father God, and we're holding on to your unchanging hand. And we will never let go of our faith, God, no matter what it looks like, what it feels like, what it be like, God. We're going to hold on to your unchanging hand. We will continue to bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in all of our mouths, Father God. To God be the glory this morning for the things that he has done, is doing, going to do. Because, God, you and you alone are worthy. Yeah. And we thank you, oh, God, this morning. Because if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be, God? But you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. You are and can provide every one of our needs. Thank you for looking beyond our faults and supplying everything that we've ever needed, Father God. And, Father God, we know we've sinned and we've fallen short. And so, Father, we ask for forgiveness, oh, God, of any sins that we may have committed knowingly and unknowingly, and that you would create within us clean hearts and renew the right spirit within us, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you on today, Father God, for this is the day that you have made, and we will and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, be with us, lead, guide, and direct us, Father God. Continue to order our steps in your word, Father God, and we will forever give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory all the days of our lives. Lord, thank you. Father, thank you for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives that seals us until the day of redemption, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the opportunity just to be able to come, Father God, and have a talk with you on this morning. But just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. And so, Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise, and we say hallelujah to your name this morning. So let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Sykes. Amen for that fervent prayer. Amen. So, amen. God is still in the prayer answering business. I'm going to say that again, church. God is still in the prayer answering business. Amen. Looking at the word of God that we want to go over today, it deals with prayer. And I'm going to look at the word in two places today. We want to look at the book of Psalm and Psalm 37. But we also want to look at the book of Matthew. And we want to look at the sixth chapter of the book of Matthew. And in the book of Psalm, 37th Psalm, the writer is encouraging the one to read the psalm or sing the psalm to hold on in the face of evil and adversity. And as we read down through some of Psalm 37, we'll see that God has spoken about the evil day. He's spoken about the things of people who are being treated unfairly and those that treat them unfairly, and how ultimately, in the end, amen, God is going to deal with them. And so that's one dynamic where you're saying, God, you're ultimately going to deal with it. But the other dynamic is in how do we deal while God is dealing with it? How do we wait? How do we remain steadfast? And so we turn to the book of Matthew in that sixth chapter, and we see what Jesus taught his disciples to do. What he did was he taught his disciples how to pray. In other words, he let them know, amen, that times is going to get rough. There's going to be some rough times. There's going to be some difficult times. There's going to be some difficult days. But ultimately, in order for you to maintain until God gets you to the point where Psalm 37 is coming through, true, is you got to learn how to pray. Have I got a vision?
Yeah.
And so what the difficult part is waiting. Anybody know that difficulty in waiting? Because it's no fun to watch the evil folk get ahead. It's no fun, amen, to watch them prosper, amen, while you're still dealing with, amen, with the aches and the pain, amen. And so what Jesus said, he said, look, I understand, I've dealt with them, I know what's going on, but you got to learn to wait, and while you're waiting, what God wants us to do is find a place on a regular basis, on a daily basis, and in Matthew, the sixth chapter, he calls it a closet. Amen. And if you have a closet, amen, that's fine. But if you don't have a closet, amen, go into your spiritual closet, amen, with the Lord, amen. In other words, if you don't have a physical structure, amen, what you have to do is on a daily basis, what we have to do is on a daily basis, is go into our closet, amen, and ask God to give us the strength, to give us the ability, to give us the understanding, amen, that we can make it with him, we can make it through, amen, that we would be able to make it through day by day. And this is the interesting part, Dr. Lindsay, is that when Jesus taught them how to pray, amen,
He said daily bread. He didn't say weekly. He didn't say monthly. He didn't say yearly. But what he said is when you pray, ask him to give us your what? Daily bread. In other words, God will give you what you need for what? Today. Is that all right? But the problem is, amen, we don't want to go to the closet and ask God for the daily bread. Amen? So let's go to Matthew, and then we'll run through and look at some of the things in Psalm 37. But what's happening, and the reason why we're looking at it, is what's happening is too many times our young people, amen, and we're concerned about young people, amen, is they're not waiting, amen. They don't know how to wait. They don't know how to go to God, amen, to be able to deal with the stuff that's frustrating them in their lives. And any of us who have been young, but now you're a little older, know that as a young person, you deal with frustrations. You deal with challenges. You deal with your body changing. You deal with your voice changing. You deal with your appearance. You deal with peer pressure and all these things. And if you don't know God, like we talked about last week, you don't know the God of love and God's love, what happens is you don't respond in a godly way. And what happens, you get frustrated and you end up making mistakes, amen, in your life, amen, that you can't take back. Amen. And so one of the things that my parents did, amen, is before we would go out to school, amen, is they would gather us in this little foyer over on Walker Mill Road, amen, a place called Fairfield Knowles, amen, was a development, amen. But in there, we had a house, and we would gather in the foyer, all of us, amen. And before we would go out to school, we would say the Lord's Prayer. We would gather, and as a younger, me as the youngest for a long time, I didn't know how much it meant or the value of it. I didn't appreciate the value of it because I was young. But still, yet and still, my mom and my dad, they would gather by the hand, amen, and we would say the Lord's Prayer in the foyer. In other words, that was our closet on a daily basis. So wherever your closet is, whether it's a foyer, whether it's your automobile, whether it's your shower, whether it's your bedroom, whether it's out back, whether it's on the porch, amen, the key is to get there on a daily basis, amen, and ask God, amen, to do something in your life that only he can do. And so when we look at this prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, he said, it's going to be rough, brothers. It's going to be tough. But if you go to the closet on a regular basis, amen, and say this prayer, I'll give you the strength to be able to make it through. Amen? And so if you look at this thing, and we'll pop back up a little bit further. And Matthew, the sixth chapter, in verse 5, Matthew 6, beginning at verse 5, it says, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. In other words, some folks just like to run their mouth and talk just to be running their mouth and talking. They ain't talking about nothing, but they're running their mouth and talking. And it sounds good, but it ain't doing no good. Amen? So God says, Jesus says, don't be like them, they're hypocrites. In verse 6, here it is, Dr. Sykes, he says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy what? Closet, and when thou hast shut what? Thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee what? Openly. So in other words, when you go to God in prayer on a daily basis, well, you're not going for any fashion, form, or show, but you're humbly on a daily basis going before God and making your petition known to God, amen, before God. What God is going to do, amen, is he's going to honor your faith of coming to see him on a daily basis. But the issue is in the world today, in the world back there, is that we don't humble ourselves enough to go and talk and seek God in the closet on a daily basis. If you're with me, say amen. And the issue was, amen, that our children need to be taught, Dr. Lindsay, amen, that on a daily basis, we need to humble ourselves, get to the closet, and talk to Jesus.
And what happens is, if you humble yourself, get to the closet and talk to Jesus, what Jesus will do will give you the strength, he'll give you the power and the ability to be able to make it through that day and be able to hold on, amen, until your change comes. But because too many children, too many adults, too many parents, too many guardians don't make it to the closet, what happens is you're left out by your own, amen, trying to defend yourself against the enemy who is subtle and slick, amen, and will twist things up and cause you to see things, amen, that will scare you and that will frighten you. But when we studied last week, it says perfect love casts out all fear. Where there's love, there is no fear. But if we don't know the God of love, if we don't know how to go to him in prayer, everyone walks around fearful and hateful and looking at each other without love. So God says, I need you to go to your closet in secret, and God will reward thee openly. In other words, you can talk to God about anything. You can go to the Lord about anything in your life, and God will say, don't worry about it, I got it. And have you ever been to the Lord in prayer where you didn't tell anybody, amen, but on the day that God said for it to happen, it happened? Has anybody ever been there, amen, where you talked to the Lord, you didn't tell your husband, you didn't tell your wife, you didn't tell your kids, you didn't tell anybody, you didn't even tell the folk in the church, amen, but you talked to the Lord in your closet. Somebody get ready, get excited, amen. And in your private prayer time, amen, in your private prayer time, what happened was, amen, God heard your prayer, and at the appropriate moment, God answered your prayer, and everybody saw it wide out in the open. In other words, God heard you in secret, and God blessed you openly, and people were saying, wow, he is really blessed. Why? He's really blessed. Why? It's because I have a prayer life. I have a relationship on a daily basis with God that even though I don't look like what I've been through, amen, I've been through some things. I've learned to wait on God. I learned to trust in God. I learned that God would give me the strength. God would give me the power to be able to endure those things that the world meant for my bad and wait for God to turn it around for and work out for my good. So in this verse 7 of Matthew 6 verse 7, he says, but when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. In other words, you can go to God in just your plain language. You don't have to have this highfalutin prayer. You don't have to have these extraordinary words. You don't have to quote the scripture exactly every time. But God knows your heart, and he's giving you a Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will speak to God through groanings and murmurings, amen, that nobody else knows but God. Because the Spirit searches and knows the hearts and minds. And so as you're already beginning to speak it, the Holy Spirit is already revealed to God. And that's where God knows what you need and what you're going to ask for before you even ask. That's just who he is. And so he says in verse 8, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father know what things you have need of, Dr. Lindsay Gwynn, before you ask. Somebody would have told me that when I was young. If somebody would have sat me down and said, God knows what you need. So even when you don't get it perfect, and nobody ever, none of us get it perfect. We don't speak correctly. We leave out some these and thous, or we leave out some vowels and some nouns and some predicates and pronouns and adjectives and verbs and conjunctions. We leave those things out in our speech. But God already, look at somebody say, God already knows what you need before what? You ask him. Can I stop right there? God already knows what you need before you ask him. In other words, God will be there every day to provide all of your what? Needs. Are we tracking with that? But you got to get to the what? The closet. Right? How many times did we go into that foyer over there on Welcome Hill Road, amen, and my mama and my daddy would gather us in our hands and we would say that Lord's Prayer Lord, have mercy. And we would do it verbatim, inside out, and we would say it, amen. And sometimes, amen, we would say it in unison, and it sounded like the Holy Spirit was just moving in this voice. Because we would say it together in unison. And when we said it together in unison, it seemed like the Spirit was moving. And whatever needed to be ministered to at that time got ministered to in the closet, or the foyer, or the bedroom, or the car, or the bathroom, or wherever your closet may be. But you got to get what? To the closet. Because if you don't get to the closet, what will happen is, when Psalm 37 is unfolding, you'll lose hope. You'll be discouraged. You'll be upset. Let's look at chapter 37 of Psalm before we get to the prayer. And let's see what some of the things that we're facing, some of the frustrations that we're facing. And this is a Psalm of David, and David prays from frustrations just like we were. But David is a man after God's own heart. And so what he says in Psalm 37, he says, fret. In other words, life is full of fretful stuff. I don't care where you live in this world. I don't care how young or how old you are. There's going to be some fretful stuff that comes your way. Have I got a witness? There's going to be some stuff you're going to fret about, whether it's your husband, your wife, your children, your teacher, your finances, your health. There's going to be some stuff that you're going to fret about, because this life is full of stuff that we fret about, because from the beginning of Adam and Eve, downfall, this world has been cursed. We have lost salvation. We have been bound to work by the sweat of our brow. We have been conditioned, amen, to do things, amen, in the flesh instead of the spirit. And so every one of us fret, because all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so we have come short, and the people that we live among have come short also. And so we fret because we live among each other. He says, fret not thyself because of what? Evildoers. He says, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. And God is saying, hold on, don't worry about this thing. I got this. Look at somebody say, God said, I got it. Amen. He said, don't worry about it. In verse 2, he says, for they shall soon, and here's the critical thing, Dr. Lindsay, our soon is not God's soon. So that verse. In other words, God's ways are not our ways. God's days, the sight of God is like 1,000 days, amen. And so when God says soon, amen, we think it's going to happen our soon, like right now. Yes, but God's soon is different from what? Our soon. And so he says, they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herb. In other words, they have a season. They have a season of when, amen, these things are going to occur, when these things are going to happen. They have a season, amen, of the time. They have a season, amen, of how God wants it to unfold. In other words, God allows these seasons to hang on a little bit, to teach us something, to teach us how to trust him, to teach us how to be faithful, to teach us how to stay humble, to teach us how to keep going to the prayer closet, because it didn't linger on sometimes. It didn't cause us to fret sometimes. It didn't cause us to be discomforted. We never know, amen, how good God is. And so in verse 2, he says, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. In verse 3, it says, trust in the Lord and do good, so thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. In other words, God is telling them, amen, to be patient. And he will take care. Be patient. And it'll come to pass. And then verse 4, and we'll go back to the prayer. In verse 4, Dr. Lindsay says, delight, and this is what the young people need to understand. The older people too, because they haven't had that prayer in the closet at the point. He says, this is what I need you to do while you're waiting on my soon. Mm. Amen? While you're waiting on my soon, just don't sit there and complain. See, that's the problem. If we complain, and then Satan plays into our complaint. When we complain, amen, Satan will play and think, oh, shock now. They don't like that, amen. So as soon as he knows something you don't like, what he going to do? He will go right to that thing and keep it as a continual thing, a continual loop in your life, amen, that you'll be concerned about the problem that God said he was already going to take care of. Oh, my God. Can I slow down like that real? Let me slow down. We're complaining about the thing that God said he's already what? Go up. Take care of. We're complaining about the evildoers. Anybody ever complain? You watch the news, what? You complain. You read the newspaper, what? You complain. Right? You watch the cable TV, what? You complain. The teacher doesn't know what she's supposed to do, you complain.
Yeah.
The students don't do what they do, what? They complain.
Yeah.
We got a natural ability, what? To complain. When Adam and Eve, amen, fell into God, the first thing that Adam did, amen, was what? Complain.
Yeah.
That God gave him a woman, amen, that made him sin. Who did that sound like? Mm-hmm. We flip the script. We gonna flip the script on the first thing. But when God gave her to him, he was like,
to satisfy the desires of what? Their heart.
And because they're looking for the wrong thing and the wrong people in the wrong places to satisfy the desires of their heart, what happens is they fall in the trap of Satan, end up making a mistake, end up going farther than they want to go, staying longer than they want to stay, and doing the things, amen, that are not going to be beneficial for them. And so now they're stuck by the actions that they've done. Amen. And now they can't fulfill the desires of their heart because they messed up, amen, and made a mistake, amen, and did the things that weren't pleasing in the sight of God.
Wow. That is crazy.
And the reason why people hate each other, the reason why people kill each other, the reason why people get frustrated and mad with each other is because they're looking for people, can I say it again? To give them the desires of their heart, and they can't provide it. Because we're all flawed. Because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so God says, go in your closet, learn what the word of God says, pray, talk to me, and even if you mess up, amen, I already know what you need. And I will give you everything you need and the desires of your heart so you don't have to fret about the evildoers. And then in verse 5, and this, I'm going to leave this alone. This is a word that nobody wants, you can't even say this in weddings no more. Commit. I ain't committed to nothing. Commit.
What?
Commit. What? Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall, I'll get ready to scream and run out of church. Y'all get ready to close it down. It says in verse 5, it says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall what? Bring it to pass. Oh, my God. He's going to bring it to pass. He's going to give me the desires of my heart, and he's going to give me what I need, amen. All I got to do is delight myself in him. All I got to do is commit myself in him. All I need to do is get to my closet, and I need to learn how to pray like God says, prayer. And when I learn how to pray like God says, prayer, in my closet, he'll provide me what I need. He'll give me my daily bread. He'll give me the desires of my heart, and whatever he says in his word, in that closet, in my daily bread, in my need, in my desire, because I've committed myself to do, he will bring it to pass. He's got it sewn up. He's got it tied up. He's got it tangled up. He's got it all together. But if nobody told you about that, if nobody taught you that, if nobody grabbed your hand in the little foyer, amen, off Walking Hill Road, and had you preach that, pray that every morning, amen, you wouldn't know. And the problem today is why people are killing each other, young people are killing and stealing and murdering each other, is because they don't know the God of love. And the reason why they don't know the God of love is because somebody, amen, ain't grabbing them on a regular basis, amen, teaching and showing them love and showing them how to pray and connect with the God of love. So whose fault is it? I do believe that Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the what? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And then there's a word that's spelled T-E-A-C-H-E-R.
Come on.
I-N-G.
Come on.
Teaching who?
Them. Who is the them?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Who is the them? And who are you teaching? But you can't teach because you ain't been in your father. So you like one of the hypocrites that Jesus talked about. Understand that we can't sit on our butts. We can't sit on our laurels because people are dying. Jesus said the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are what? Few. And I don't want anything out there need to be taught, need to be loved, need to be on the show now. But we're sitting down, falling into the trick in the game and the okey-doke of Satan, complaining about anything, what, and everything, because we're not happy with God soon. God soon is not soon enough for us. So we sit there and complain and bicker and fight with each other while the rest of the world goes to hell in the handbag. Look on the news and all that terrible. You read it and all that terrible.
look at your neck. And all the news does is pump you full of that stuff. But ain't nobody saying, well, let's go over here and talk to these people about the prayer closet. Let's go over here and teach these people how to say the Lord's Prayer. Yeah, you can't say it in school, but you can say it before, during, and after school under your breath. Come on now. We said it in the 40s. Amen. And now I'm meddling now. Oh, that verse, I'm meddling. Amen. And they took us to church, what? On Sunday. Ain't nobody going to church no more, y'all. Ain't nobody going to the house of prayer, the house of worship no more. Only thing we know is I want what I don't have, amen. I want the desire of my heart. And if I don't get it right now, amen, I'm going to take it by any means necessary. Even though you work for yours, I'm going to find me a whatever piece of violence, amen, and commit it on you, amen, because I can't have my way. But only if they would have stopped in that foyer, that closet, Lord have mercy. And began to understand that because you made a trip in the closet, because you made a trip, amen, to talk to the Lord, that you would have the ability to wait on God. And when you have made your trip to the closet and you've gotten the ability to wait on God, you'll be not looking for man or woman to supply the desires of your heart, but you'll be waiting and looking for God because you delighted yourself in God. And God said, all you got to do is say this simple prayer. You don't have to be highfalutin. You don't have to be unconscious. You don't have to have every verb and adjective and preposition and conjunction right. All you got to do is know how to pray the way Jesus said pray. But the most important thing is you got to get to the closet. And when you get to the closet, Jesus say, pray after this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be what thy name. In other words, you got to understand that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, because it all belongs to him. The word of God says, for he has founded upon the seed and established it upon the blood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, and not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor scorned deceitfully. He said, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord.
You'll be able to get your knees back, and you
will be able to get the desires of your heart. Because God knows what you need before you even ask. But ain't nobody talking about now. Ain't nobody going to the closet. All we do is complain all day and all night. I dare you to evaluate your life. See how many times you complain versus how many times you say to God, you know, look back over your life and see how many times I complain about the situation and didn't do nothing about it. How many times I complain about the situation and then go to the closet and ask God to turn that situation around. But when you did go to the closet, when you did talk to God, God stepped in. He turned it away. God made a way. God made the situation better. God gave you the strength to be able to do it. God gave you the will and the power to be able to handle it. God was the one to let you know without a shadow of a doubt. If God said it, don't worry about what you believe in or not. If God said it, that settles it. Because with God, it is enough. It's more than enough. But don't complain about all these young people acting like buttholes. In the street. If we're not going to go to the closet, if we're not going to keep still, I got to get to the closet. In that little fire, in that little fire. We prayed our Father, we got in there. They taught us who the Father was. They taught us what to ask for. They taught us about God. Ain't nobody teaching nobody about God. We teaching them how to be an athlete. How to be a musician, an entertainer. We teach them about everything about this world. But ain't nobody saying, brother, if you want your needs met, sister, if you want the desires in your house, delight yourself in the Lord. And he's the one that will give you the desires of your heart. All you got to do is go to your closet and pray. Don't pray and do a whole bunch of stuff in the open, but go in private and talk to God. And God said he'll reward your openly. Thank God for parents that did by teaching us how to pray. My wife was to drive our kids to school. They prayed when they got out and go to school. Lord have mercy. Somewhere, listen, Dr. Lynn. Somewhere we forgotten and lost our way. Somewhere the parents have gotten scared of the children. I'm not going to tell you what thus says me. But the Bible says, better on. So the church, every now and then you gotta get to that seat of that under what? You ain't got to abuse, you ain't got to use. Every now and then you just gotta get the attention. After you got it once or twice, you ain't got to worry about that no more. But ultimately, you gotta set the sacrifice. You gotta set the home. We got to set the example. We can't be like the hypocrite telling you to pray and I don't pray. Telling you to love and I don't love. Telling you to trust and I don't trust. Telling you to go to church and I don't go to church. That's where the enemy comes and plays games and wreaks havoc. He's a well master. He can step on our toes and meddle in our business. The only reason I step on toes and meddle in your business is because I want you to realize that you can trust God to provide all your needs, and you can trust God to give you the desires of your heart. I don't care if you ever like me, love me, or think about me. Trust God, like God, love God, and then you'll learn to love me. And all of my faults, and all of my sins. We got to let them know the word of God. There's a verse in that 37th Psalm that's really powerful. I want you in your time leisure to read that. And when you learn this, you'll understand. That God says
in verse 31. He said, the law of the Lord God is in his heart. None of his steps shall abide. The wicked watches, the righteous and seeketh to slay him. In verse 33 it says, the Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. In verse 34 it says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee and inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see. For God will be true in all of his words. But we just gotta wait on him and he'll bring it to pass. So I challenge you today, get to your closet. Talk to God. And then the biggest challenge is go to somebody else and ask them, have they been in their closet? And challenge them to get to the closet and talk to God about it. See, before that young man would kill somebody, if he had just gone to his closet, before that young woman, amen, would have prostituted herself, if she had just gone to the closet, before you or I cut somebody out, if we had just gone what? To the closet. Anybody with me? So you say, what's the title of the sermon? Amen. Get to the closet. I'm done. Just trying to help us. This past, I think you want to look at somebody else in the way they are. And trying to help them the way God wants to help them. Number one thing is that they need salvation. You can find salvation in the closet. You can find healing in the closet. You can find peace in the closet. You have to accept it. You have to make that choice. So we offer salvation to Jesus today. The doors of the church are open. The Jesus that we talked about that will supply all your needs, that will give you the desire of your heart, that knows what you need before you ask. You got to make some choice. To receive
let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for our eyes that see, our ears that heard, but our heart says so. God, help us to be that church that's like a city that's set up on a hill, that we would go into our closet, that we would seek your will and your way, that we would come out and do the things that are pleasing in your sight, that we would delight ourselves in the Lord, and that we will be given the desires of our heart. God, we thank you that you know what we ask and what we need before we ask. So God, we pray that we will be asking your will in the name of Jesus, that your will would be done in all of our lives. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may the rest rule and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Love them in Jesus' name. Say goodbye to our online folk. Amen.